Right now, there are 6.2 million people listening to this program. How do I know that? I called every single one of you before we began. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Christina Staffa will be alongside momentarily. And let's start things off by saying Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Whatever you celebrate, let's hope you have a good one. Yeah, it's here. It's the big week as we lead up to the big day. And a lot of folks will be headed off and they'll be driving around. How many people will be driving? We'll talk about that in one quick minute. Coming up this hour, we will be joined by our favorite weather personality, Lloyd Lindsay Young. Lloyd's going to be talking about El Nino. It's on its way, and the effects are already being felt in several parts of the country, especially rain in Northern California and 65 degrees at times over the past 10 days or so on the East Coast, especially in the Northeast and in our neck of the woods near New York City. Why is this? Is it global warming, climate change, whatever it's called now? El Nino is a big part of all this. Who is El Nino? We'll talk about him and we'll talk to Lloyd. And then it will be this week's holiday edition of the Entertainment Report with Christina Staffo, followed by a very funny story. Yes, something that happened to one of us. Christina ended up getting a Christmas pet. And what I mean by that is there was this giant stink bug that she discovered as she was lying on the couch and relaxing one night. Tried to shoo it away, didn't know where it went. Turns out it was on her the next day. She doesn't handle bugs well. She's the first to admit it. And we will verify that by talking to Christina's mother today. Yes, Frances Staffa will be joining us from Brooklyn. And we will find out just how much bugs bother Christina. We start things off this hour with how many people will be on the road for this holiday weekend, for Christmas. You ever notice whenever a big holiday comes up, especially the summer holidays, you always hear that the AAA, the whatever AAA stands for, Automobile Association of America, I don't know. Some people say AA, that's either a battery or Alcoholics Anonymous, but AAA always will report that 5.65 million people will be leaving work this hour. Overall, we will have 47,522,421 people driving this weekend. And they say it with such confidence. And the media never calls them on it. They simply just play their sound bites. The representative, they have regional directors, and they love to get on TV, and they love to get on the radio, so they allow them to. So how many people will be driving this holiday weekend? We reached out to AAA, and Jimsy McBimsy, the national director, says,
We'll have 47,525,000 people on the road at exactly 9 a.m. on Friday morning.
How do they know that? Seriously, how do they know that? Do they literally pick up a phone and call every single person in America? Hello, this is AAA. We just need to know, will you be driving this holiday weekend? Okay, thank you very much. And they're gone. Really? Oh, well, it's an algorithm based on how many people drove last year and also with how many hotel rooms have been reserved. Please. And I love how certain things are just taken as fact. Now, what happens if half the people decide, I just don't want to go? You know, I'm just not into it. I don't feel like going to my relatives this year. I'm coming down with a cold. I see it's going to be kind of messy out there on the roads where I'm headed. I don't want to go. It would throw AAA's numbers into a major tizzy. It's a scam, folks. Don't buy into it. As long as they come out and jumpstart your battery when it's dead, they're doing their job. Oh, and by the way, Merry Christmas. Stay with us. Lloyd Lindsay Young is coming up next. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend. America Weekend.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Desk work can be just as taxing on your body as physical labor. Your neck muscles tighten. You feel a discomfort in your wrists. Your eyes strain.
The solution is simple. Take a break. Stand up. Stretch. Breathe. Focus on something far away to rest your eyes.
But if you're like us, you get so involved in your work that you forget to take a break. Fortunately, you can use a simple tool to remind you.
Set an alarm for 1 hour. When it goes off, take a break for a minute. Then compare your progress for the day against your to-do list.
Are you on track? If not, double your efforts before the next alarm.
If you are, reward yourself with a longer break of 5 minutes or so.
Create deadlines hour by hour to get more done. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. What's one of the most important rules when it comes to raising kids? It's called the you get what you earn rule, and here's the social science of it. Professors at universities have noticed a trend. More and more students are coming in asking their teachers to change their grade to a higher one.
Give it to me!
And when teachers don't comply,
give it to me!
Students are rather, well, indignant.
Give it to me now!
Children who have received a lifetime of things just for the asking tend to develop a expect more than you earn attitude.
I want it.
No need to work for it, just ask for it. So parents, back to the basics. Children must learn that praise and privileges follow appropriate hard work, and punishment follows inappropriate work. What's the cheap psychological trick? Children who learn that actions have consequences do better in life. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.